Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. A team of scientists in mid-Missouri is trying to find out what has been killing white oak trees in low-lying areas of Missouri Ozark woods over the past few years. The scientists have narrowed down the possibilities of what might be happening to a predominant tree in those parts, but the mystery remains. In a lab on the MU campus, Dr. Sharon Reed is using a hand tool to scrape thin slices of bark off a piece of white oak tree that died in southern Missouri not long ago. She's an MU research scientist who has been working on the white oak mortality issue.
Part of the process with the scraping is that we actually try to isolate any pathogens that might be in the wood tissue still. And we do that by taking out little chips from the areas that are darker in coloration.
Those little chips she's talking about are fungi that end up on a petri dish to grow and eventually be analyzed.
And so we're looking for things that are consistently associated with these trees that are declining or dead.
Like fungi taken from an ambrosia beetle,
which is a wood-boring beetle that we've consistently emerged out of dying and dead trees at our study locations that have rapidly dying white oaks.
But that doesn't mean the ambrosia beetle or the fungi it's carrying is causing white oak mortality. It's much more complex than that. Reed says it's very likely the beetles and fungi they're finding do kill tissue in the white oak, but only in trees that are already weak, weak from pathogens that live in the soil and kill roots. So, in the past few years, the scientists have been digging up roots and taking soil samples near dead or dying white oak trees on federal forest land in Marys and Osage counties.
We found a fungus-like organism called Phytophthora cinnamomi. Some people call it a water mold. So finding this organism is of interest because it has been associated with oak declines globally.
Reed says this fungus is very good at protecting itself. And that's not all.
It could be that we have multiple pathogens working on these trees.
MU biologist Dr. Rosemarie Muzica leads the team of scientists doing the research.
What we found is that many of these trees have barely been growing for as much as 20 years. So although we're seeing this death happen now, we could suspect that 20 years ago or 15 years ago in the life of this forest and of this tree that maybe something else went on.
Muzica also points out that because of the complexity of white oak mortality, it might take years of further study before they can get a good handle on what's killing the white oaks. That's a long time, but she says this is serious stuff, and they don't want to make any hasty decisions before advising forest managers how to better deal with white oak mortality in forests that might be there for hundreds of years. That's it for Missouri Environment. This time around, you can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.